Four types of tasks. Managing your attention is like browsing Netflix. When you visit the site, you see a homepage with a few shows. This homepage is where your choices begin. Each path you choose on Netflix can lead to different reactions, like fun, learning something new, or just feeling good. Deciding where to put your attention is a big deal because there are so many things competing for it. It's like choosing the most important task out of many options. Once you decide what's most important, sticking with it throughout the day is crucial. This choice impacts how much you can accomplish and what goals you can achieve. So, making a smart decision about where to focus your attention is key to being productive and successful. Let's break down work into four types: necessary, unnecessary, distracting, and purposeful. Necessary work includes tasks that might not be exciting but are important for getting things done, like team meetings or budget calls. These tasks often need a bit of effort to complete. Prioritizing work for productivity. Categorizing work helps us see what truly matters for productivity. First, there's necessary work, tasks that lead to achievements, like finishing assignments or projects. Then, there's unnecessary work, which keeps us busy but doesn't lead to much. This includes things like organizing papers or rearranging computer files, which can feel like work but don't get us anywhere. It's like being lazy without realizing it. Next, there's distracting work, tasks that are important but waste our time, like scrolling through social media or reading the news. These things grab our attention but don't help us achieve our goals. Lastly, purposeful work involves tasks that match our goals and values, helping us grow and improve ourselves. Deciding where to focus our attention is key to being productive. Sorting work into these categories helps us prioritize and manage our time better. By doing this, we can make sure we're spending our energy on things that truly matter. Discover your purposeful work. 1. Purposeful work involves doing tasks that align with our core responsibilities in life. 2. It includes being deeply involved in jobs that captivate our attention and interest. 3. It encompasses pursuing missions that create significant positive effects in the world. Tasks categorized as purposeful work typically demand more mental effort and often align with our strengths. For example, an actor's key focus might be rehearsing and performing, while a financial advisor's main duties could involve investing in client meetings. Focusing primarily on essential and purposeful tasks can significantly boost productivity. One effective approach is to categorize our tasks into the four groups mentioned earlier. This method helps us prioritize effectively and concentrate on what truly matters in our work. By breaking down our tasks this way, we not only become more aware of our priorities, but also improve our ability to stay focused on meaningful work, whether we're rehearsing lines or advising clients on investments. This simple strategy can make a big difference in how productive and successful we are in our chosen fields. Limits to your attention. Attentional space is how much our minds can focus on and handle information at once. It's like the memory in a computer, storing what we're aware of right now. This mental space lets us work with and keep track of the information we're concentrating on. Our daily tasks fall into two main categories: habits and complex tasks. Habits are actions we repeat easily with little thought, like walking, breathing, or chewing gum while listening to an audiobook. Experts say multitasking is impossible for complex tasks, which require our full attention to be done well. But with habits, multitasking works fine. For example, we can walk, breathe, and chew gum while listening to an audiobook without messing up. So, tasks that go with habits can be done together without losing quality, while complex tasks need all our focus to be done right. The strength of focused attention. When we concentrate on one task, we practice mindfulness. Mindfulness helps us stay focused on what we're doing in the moment. By concentrating on one thing, we can enter a state of flow where we are completely absorbed in our work. Focused attention also boosts productivity. When we focus on one task, we're more likely to finish it quickly and accurately. On the flip side, trying to do many things at once can lead to mistakes, which take even more time to correct. To make the most of focused attention, it's crucial to minimize distractions. Turn off notifications on your phone or computer, close unnecessary tabs or apps, and let others know you need uninterrupted time to work. This way, you can achieve more in less time with fewer errors. To sum up, our attention is like a valuable currency that we must spend wisely. Understanding how much attention we have, picking tasks that go well together, avoiding doing too much at once, and focusing our attention on what matters most is key to using our mental energy effectively and reaching our goals. The power of intense concentration. What is hyperfocus? Have you ever had a super productive day where you got a lot done? This likely happened because you were deeply focused on one task and avoided distractions. You could quickly get back on track if your mind wandered, and you were working on something that wasn't too easy or too hard. This state of being very productive is called hyperfocus. It means being completely absorbed in your work and letting fewer things distract you. Steps to achieve hyperfocus. To get into hyperfocus, you need to follow 4 steps. The first step is to pick a productive or meaningful task to focus on. It's important to choose something worthwhile to make sure your efforts are as productive as possible. Now, the second step is about getting rid of distractions. They can break your hyperfocus and lower your productivity, so it's crucial to reduce them as much as possible. Once distractions are gone, you move to step 3. Focus on what you need to do. This means giving all your attention and energy to the task, which helps you enter hyperfocus. Step 4 is all about staying focused on that task. Your mind might wander, but you need to bring it back quickly to stay in hyperfocus and get the most done. Now, how do we pick what to focus on for hyperfocus? Here are 3 ways to set strong intentions. 1. Rule of 3. This strategy suggests selecting 3 essential tasks to complete each day. These tasks should be your top priorities, ensuring you focus on what matters most and avoid getting overwhelmed by a long to-do list. 2. Prioritize important tasks. When managing your to-do list, consider the impact of each task. Ask yourself how completing each task will affect your life or work. This helps in deciding which tasks to tackle first, ensuring you're making progress on what truly matters. 3. Hourly awareness chime. To maintain focus throughout the day, set an hourly reminder on your phone or another device. When it chimes, take a moment to reflect. Was I daydreaming when the timer went off? Am I working on something productive? If yes, how long have I been focused? What else am I doing while working? How much attention do I have? This reflection helps you stay aware of your focus levels and adjust as needed to stay productive. Managing distractions. In the last section, we talked about 2 types of work tasks: those that are productive and useful, and those that are unproductive and distracting. Now, let's focus on unproductive tasks. We can sort them based on whether we can control them and whether we find them enjoyable or annoying. In the previous section, we also looked at different distractions and how to manage them. Distractions can be categorized by whether we can control them and whether they are bothersome or enjoyable. Most distractions are within our control. For example, we can avoid distractions from the internet to help us focus better on important tasks. Here are some tips to help you create a distraction-free environment. Tips to avoid phone distractions. First, to avoid checking your phone, put it in do not disturb mode and leave it in another room. Studies show that keeping distractions about 20 seconds away helps us resist the urge to check them. Second, use your small breaks to think about how you can improve your life instead of mindlessly tapping on your smartphone. Third, turn on airplane mode to avoid distractions when you're working on important tasks or spending time with someone. Fourth, create a mindless folder on your phone for your most distracting apps. The folder's name will remind you that you're about to get sidetracked. Finally, work on expanding your attentional space, which is linked to your working memory capacity. Techniques for improved attention. Having a larger working memory capacity means you can hold more information in your mind at once and handle complex tasks more efficiently. Expanding your attentional space helps you get back on track quickly when you get distracted. One effective way to boost your working memory is through meditation. Breathing meditation involves paying attention to your breath, such as noticing which side it comes from. When your mind wanders, you bring your focus back to your breath, which helps improve your attention control. Mindfulness is another technique that can help expand your attentional space. It involves being aware of what's occupying your mind. You can practice mindfulness by staying present for a minute or two while doing a simple daily task, like showering. These habits can greatly enhance your ability to focus and complete important tasks. By incorporating meditation and mindfulness into your routine, you can significantly improve your ability to concentrate and manage complex tasks. Key points. 1. Manage attention like browsing Netflix. Prioritize tasks into necessary, unnecessary, distracting, and purposeful categories. 2. Focus on essential and purposeful work to boost productivity and achieve goals effectively. 3. Understand attentional limits. Multitasking works for habits, not complex tasks requiring full focus. 4. Hyperfocus involves choosing meaningful tasks, minimizing distractions, and staying focused for productive outcomes. 5. Use techniques like mindfulness and meditation to expand attentional space and improve focus. 6. Manage distractions by controlling them and creating a conducive work environment. 7. Reflect hourly to maintain productivity and awareness of focus levels throughout the day.